Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by co-host Dr. Christana and producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining trio will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It.
Welcome back. It's so fun to be here in the studio.
You always say that.
I know, because it is.
Okay,
it truly is.
Well, in our world, it's Friday, and you know, there's fun things to be had after we leave here.
Absolutely.
And I'm about to talk about something that I think is just kind of interesting and fun to talk about. In a nutshell, we're going to talk about knowing when to move and when to stop moving.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, this is what I mean.
Physically or mentally?
Not both. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Think about somebody you know who just keeps moving all the time, almost like they're frantic. One thing to the next and the next. They're always busy. They're busy. What's their profile? What's that person like?
I'm like that. I'm always like bouncing
take
off
it to,
the walls.
Take it to the extreme of you. Almost like that whole rat on a treadmill.
Right.
That whole like almost one thing to the next where nothing even ever gets done. To the way extreme, almost the point of burnout.
Mm-hmm.
I know I need to stop. I know that my body is breaking down. I know that my relationships are failing, but I'm working, going, stop. Just there's no stopping.
Well, that's an extreme though. Definitely.
Right. Yeah. To the level of unhappiness and to the point where it's not even productive.
Usually that type of person is running from something, I think. Don't you think? No?
Could be.
That's possible. Yeah. Like you're afraid to stop and actually see where you are and feel your feelings.
Right, right.
I like that you said not even productive, because I know people like that. I'm like, gosh, you're busy, but nothing ever gets done. Yeah. And it's almost like they're so focused on just having a task that you wonder if they focus on the task at all.
It's that whole human doings versus human beings. Oh, so it might not even be like a frantic, but it's just where you get up and you just do your things all day. You do the things you have to do. You don't really stop and connect or stop and feel anything or stop and contemplate or plan. You just go. Mm-hmm. You go and you go and you go. And sometimes that's extremely necessary.
Sure.
But you could probably recognize that people who live in that state, they develop adrenal issues, possibly blood sugar, energy issues,
alimony issues.
Yep, that would be right there. Okay, so let's take it to the way other extreme. Someone who really never moves, they're slow to move. What's their profile? Lazy
or sloth,
boring.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
Stuck in a rut.
Depressing to be around.
Yep. And this could be someone who still goes to work every day, but they're just like same old, slow. There's no excitement, like lack of excitement. I think of somebody who just doesn't really grow as a person, maybe someone who complains.
Well, I would imagine someone like that would grow a lot, but out this way.
Yeah.
Fungus.
Grow fungus and moss.
I was talking weight gain, Mike.
Oh.
But fungus, that too.
Yeah.
And it's one of those people who like worry. They don't do anything to prevent what they're worried about, but they're worried all the time.
Oh, I know someone like that.
Eeyore.
She's called my grandmother. And she would always say, I've been thinking about doing that. Be like, this needs to be done. Did that get done? I was thinking about doing it.
Right.
She was always thinking about doing something, but she never actually did it.
So all contemplating and no action, all talk and no action. It's a procrastinator.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going with this, Jenny? Are you going to connect these?
I am. Here's the two things.
Okay.
Oftentimes we feel best when we are making decisions, which is a form of movement. We're moving forward. When we take chances, which is a form of movement. And when we stay in a rhythm, which is a form of movement. Yet we know when to stop and slow down and take a time to say reassess or appreciate the moment or plan the next move. Or consider our feelings, consider where our state is, check in with our body, check in with our heart, check in with our mind. Oftentimes what happens is we're not in touch enough with where we're going and what our needs are to know when to move and when to stop. So deciding to be more in tune with that can make all the difference. So when we come back from break, we're going to take a minute to help you assess, do I need to be moving more? Do I need to be stopping more? And how can I gain from this knowledge?
You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. That's a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
So this is what happens every time we take a break, is somebody says something that I say, wait, that should have been on air. So Dr. Christana, tell us what you just put together.
Okay, so last week, Dr. Jenny and I both caught viruses. We didn't get them cultured, so we don't know if it was the same exact virus, but I'll tell you how each of us responded to it. Dr. Jenny ended up with a fever and aches, and she was required to stop and be in bed for, what was it, like a day and a half, 2 days?
Which is tough for her.
Now, I had a cold, and I was forced, because she was in bed, to work probably 10 times harder than I usually do. Like 5 to 10 times harder. It was really hard. And I was forced to move more. And what's interesting is that Dr. Jenny, if you know us, you would know that Dr. Jenny tends to be more of the go person. She does a lot of things. She takes on a lot of projects. She's kind of like the rabbit of the group, like if we're in the Winnie the Pooh show. And I tend to lean toward probably not doing enough because I don't have like a family at home or people that depend on me. So I have a tendency to procrastinate, and I can just be lazy if I want to be lazy. And after my 5 years of school, I enjoy that. So it was interesting that I probably need to move more and she probably needs to stop more. And when we both caught a virus, we were forced to do exactly what we needed.
So you're Eeyore, yes. And she's Tigger. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I don't think I'm Eeyore because I don't get sad. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm starting to look like Pooh, but...
Pooh's really cute,
though. This is
though.
Not true.
Oh, you mean Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so on that note, let's give some Winnie the Poohisms. Doesn't he always put together some like words of advice that are really simple because he's a simple
yes.
mind?
Mm-hmm.
If something doesn't feel right, if something just does, like a relationship, a job, a project, something you're working towards, if you get to a place where it just doesn't feel right, slow down. Slow down and think about what you're doing. If you're frustrated, if you're annoyed, if you're angry, slow down. Stop. And let your body just calm down. Sometimes what happens is we get worked up, which is movement. We're worked up. And then we say things we don't mean and we make rash decisions. And then mm-hmm. we're looking back, we're like, okay, if I just would have slowed down. So if something's not feeling right, slow down, stop. Think. Change your environment, change your state, sleep. That's why oftentimes people say, if I just sleep on it, I feel better. Sleep is obviously the ultimate slowing down.
Wow.
Basically reset your emotion to help reset your strategy. Sometimes just stopping and stepping away from something and gaining perspective or giving it some time is what we need. Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, if things aren't moving, if you're feeling stuck, force the movement. Get up and make a change. I mean, any change. If you're feeling completely stuck and you're in your living room and you don't know what to do, rearrange the furniture. Do something. Move, and force a change. Force some energy to be brought up.
10 jumping jacks.
Yes, 10 jumping jacks. Move. Go out, go for a walk. Some type of movement mm-hmm. if you're feeling stuck. And or if you're feeling lack of emotion, you know, sometimes we just feel like we have less emotion than we should have.
Mm-hmm.
Create the energy that comes with movement and the inspiration or even just the pure change of it sometimes will give us what we need to go forward. It's knowing when we need to do each one that can make a huge difference.
That is really, really cool stuff.
It is.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happens mostly in our society is it's the slowing down that's necessary, because I see this all the time in practice. People get very disconnected from their bodies. Mm-hmm. They even get disconnected from their emotions. Oftentimes they would say, I don't know what I need, because they don't. They're not in touch anymore with how they actually feel, or how emotionally, or how their body feels. Taking the time to connect with ourselves and be present, even if it's just literally you're lying on the table waiting to get adjusted and you check in with your body. I can't tell you how often I'll put my hands on someone's back and I'll start palpating and someone will say, oh, wow, I didn't even know I was sore there. Because they've come so out of touch with where they are physically. That's why sometimes you'll have a crazy day and then you get in the car to drive home. And as soon as you get in the car, you start to feel bad. Like you notice that your body hurts, or you have a headache, or that all of a sudden you realize you're hungry, or you're thirsty, or you realize you're upset about something, because we've stopped enough. We sit down in the car, and now we can start to get connected to how we're feeling.
True. I was thinking about oftentimes patients I'll arrive at the table and they're not lying face down like we expect them to. They're sitting up or standing even, and they start right away. Hey, doc, so this week my neck started hurting and I have a headache on this side and my foot's been acting weird, and they're going.
It's supposed to be relaxing, right?
So I need to force them to stop, and I go, why don't you lay down and I'll check you? And they're like, okay. If you patients that listen to the show, whether ours or other chiropractic patients, take that moment, lie down. Your doctor is going to find the subluxations that they find, and you're better off going inside and just stopping, because I see that a lot.
And then another level of this that's so cool is when you get adjusted, literally it's reconnecting your brain and your body. We're resetting the nervous system. So oftentimes people will find after an adjustment that all of a sudden they're more aware of their body. There's more clarity. There's more clearing in their body, or whatever movement they needed in their brain. They needed to make a decision. They needed to know what to do next. All of a sudden things feel easy again.
Yes.
From that connection.
I experienced that last night.
Did you?
I said, I can't adjust anyone until you adjust me. Yes. Because I had been multitasking and I felt very disconnected all afternoon. And she adjusted me and then I said, okay, here we go.
Rock, right?
Reboot.
There you go.
Another way to know that you're not connected, that you need to slow down, is when you're behaving or responding in such a way that's surprising you. You're angry at something the children do, or you're feeling super upset about an email or something, and you know intuitively that you're overreacting, or you know that you normally shouldn't be upset about this, or someone just looks at you wrong and all of a sudden you're teary-eyed and you're like, what is wrong with me? Oftentimes, if we feel that we're responding not quite the way we normally would, if we ask ourselves, what is this really about? Because usually it's not the obvious. I'm really not mad at you because you put your t-shirt on the floor. Mm-hmm. There's something else that's bothering me, right? It's not the obvious. And oftentimes it's not even about the other person, or it's not about the thing. Why am I feeling this way? And being able to stop and figure it out within ourselves before we immediately blame someone else or get angry with somebody else or make a rash decision or say something we might regret. Sometimes just stopping to get back in touch with ourselves is what we need to be able to then properly respond to what's around us. Because really the bottom line is we have control over our lives way more than we think we may at times. We get to choose how we look at something and how we respond to situations and how we handle life. And oftentimes that gets askew because we're just not connected to what our needs are. So slowing down, whether it's a morning meditation, it's a drive to work without the radio on, it's a half hour in the hammock in the summer, it's some time on the couch reading a book quietly or journaling, it's taking the time to slow down. I personally find that when I do that, I'm way more productive after I've done it, because I do the right things. I'm not just the rat on the treadmill. If I actually sit down and calm and think about the day and think about what I want, and then I make a plan in my head, I don't do all the unnecessary, crazy, frantic stuff that I don't really need to do.
What's interesting is I do the same exact thing. I stop, and I always make my quiet time to sit every day and plan my day, but I do it for the purpose of making myself move.
Yes.
Not to slow down. Yes. I do it because I need something written down that says I'm going to achieve these things today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, we're really kind of opposite, aren't we?
That's so exciting. A good team.
There you go.
So next time you say, doc, just go sit down. I got the next couple patients. I'll be like, okay.
Yeah. Like if I'm feeling lazy at my desk, I'll be like, I'm just going to go adjust. Because I always feel better after I do.
Yes. And the times where I forced a break where I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and eat a pear. I did that today. Yes. Busy, busy shift. I had like that 2 minute window. I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and just eat the pear. I'm not going to check my email. So simple, I'm not going to, I'm just going to eat the pear. And little Kaiser the dog stared at me the entire time and I end up giving him half the pear. But I just stopped and ate the pear. And then I went back out and I was better. Yeah. I was in a better place. I just needed to take a break.
That's awesome.
Well, on that note, I really hope this has helped you to reflect on your life and maybe in a way help you be a little bit better person. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the Health of It. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. Mention this radio show and schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny for just $47. This is a $250 value for just $47. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.